A lot has been said and continues to be said about the economy and, home prices and food prices, gas prices, everything up, 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 up. However, according to the University of Michigan survey of consumers, we have grown more confident in the direction of the economy. Really? This is the first I've heard of this. Please welcome an old friend of the show. Well, I don't know how old he is, but a friend of the show. Business strategist, CEO of MDR and Associates. The man knows his stuff. He is Michael D. Rubin, hence the MDR. Michael, welcome to your morning wake up. Howdy.
Hey, welcome. Thank you so much for having me on your show down here.
What's
in Dallas,
going on?
Texas.
How are we so confident?
Well, we lately with our business, what we do is we represent Texas business owners when they go to sell their business. And the buyers lately have just come out of the woodwork. The uptick in buyer activity. I mean, we're now representing buyers. Typically, we would just represent sellers. They go to sell their business, the baby boomers that are retiring, maybe they're aging. And right now, there's just a lot of money on the street. There's a lot of private equity that are just dying to acquire that next perfect company. And we're seeing buyer activity, which tells me the economy is on an uptick. The economy is really starting to come back from that 2020-21-22 dip. We've started seeing this a little bit last year, and now in 2024, all guns are blazing. People are looking for the next opportunity.
Yeah, that's fine for someone buying a company. That's fine for someone starting a business or getting going, all that. What about the average guy and gal who are trying to put food on the table there at the grocery store, and they're going, holy crap, I had no idea how much salt costs these days.
No question. The average person's absolutely still hurting. If you talk about the average individual, the average income, every category is at a higher level. There's no question about it. No question about it. I sit a little bit higher in terms of, the individuals that I touch every day are baby boomers that are just they're building their business. They're determining if the timing is ready. And even some of those people are hurting. There's no question about it. No question about it. The economy is not completely back yet.
All right. Well, the consumers survey of University of Michigan shows confidence, though, on the consumer level seems to be on the rise. How do we marry those two ideas of a business owner or potential business owner to the average consumer? How are those two connected as far as the economy and confidence goes?
Well, I think they're very connected. I think, 77 baby boomers are in the United States, and they own 40% of the small businesses. So the connection is I talk to business owners every single day, seeing if they're ready to sell, trying to get values of their business. Some of them are still going through it. The ones that are netting a good amount of income are probably above that fray. I think it's a mixed bag. I think I really believe the separation, the middle class to the upper class, there's a massive separation.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're discovering.
Has it ever been this wide of a gap? I think probably
no.
So. Yeah. No?
No. No, I don't think it has been. I think the haves and the have-nots have certainly. There's definitely a separation between the people that are struggling to buy the eggs and the gas and just do everyday life. And to your point, that's the majority, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm talking to mostly the minority each and every day as I sit down with business owners that are mostly successful. But some of them are, I'm always amazed when I sit down with baby boomers and we evaluate their financials, how 70-80% of them are really not netting any money. So they would be in that category, right? They would be the one struggling, trying to increase their net income and trying to live a basic life, support themselves.
Do we have a misconception of business owner? When we say business owners, we automatically think of a dude with a cigar and a nice car, and even if he's got 100, 150 employees. Is that a misconception on our part? Is generally a business owner, they struggle like everybody else?
Oh.
The business owners
that I serve are my heroes. I mean, these guys started a company, would probably cash in their 401k like I did in 2008. Put everything in the middle of the table and went for it. And they generally, the people that we serve are the lower middle market. So that would be the 1 million in revenue to 30 million in revenue. and they're scrappy. They're resourceful. They're scrappy, and they're constantly putting out fires. Fires. Each and every day.
There you go. That's a great word, scrappy, because the business owners that I have total respect for, I know people that, and you do too, probably way better than I do. These are scrappy people. They're down in the trenches. They'll pick up a pair of gloves and unload a truck, and then they'll go up and try to make payroll. Right.
That's right.
And then their,
that's right.
Then their wife, the guy who works on my car. Oh, my gosh, this guy, he doesn't know book work at all. And his wife laughs about it, you know, and they went to school together and they've been married like, I don't know, 30 years or something. And she talks about him in school, how he struggled. Yep. and math was not a thing, but give him any car. I don't care what year. And he knows it and he does it. And he works on it. So she's the one who kind of keeps that business on rails. That's scrappy, right? I like, I like that kind of thing.
You actually hit a point there. Some of the guys that I represent, their wives are doing the books. And so they're not just a scrappy individual. They're a scrappy couple that for 10, 20, 30, 40 years started the company with $10,000 they borrowed from grandmother. And now they have 87 employees and they support almost 100 families. You know, our firm has been blessed. We started representing bigger sellers probably about 5 years ago. So our average transaction is about $8 to $10 million now. Whereas when I started in 08, I had to sell bowling alleys, cigar lounges, florists, marinas, because you just got to start somewhere. You have to start with the smaller transactions. But if you go in, if you go back to their history, they borrowed money from a family member. They cashed in their retirement. They certainly got shut down during COVID. We're finding a huge uptick in M&A activity post-COVID. Post-COVID, people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. They want to get a value on their company, see if it's ready, because they're tired. To your point, they're just tired of the fires. They're tired of the government that can shut them down. Their revenue went down and all of a sudden their value went down a few million dollars. So that's kind of what we're seeing after COVID.
Michael, I got to tell you, my producer Noah and I have been talking about today's Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. We want to get some human biscuit, like human nip, like he's got cats, like a catnip. We're going to start a company called Human Nip, and I'd like you to be in. You in? Let's go. Huh? Come on. Huh?
I'm not sure what that means. It's too early
time,
here in Dallas. It's 6 a.m. in Dallas, Texas.
What can that mean for a business opportunity when the guy you ask laughs at you right away? Come on.
HumanNip.com. I like it. I like it. You should go for it.
Yeah, well, you're in then. I'll give me 10 grand. We'll get started, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. I enjoy telling you. By the way, you ever eat a dog biscuit?
I have before. When I was little, I ate many of them.
Yeah. It's not my cup of tea, but... This is dumb. Oh, man. Hey, Michael Rubin, you are an amazing cat and dog. Or I don't know. Pick your canine there. You and I are going to get together again real soon. All right, buddy?
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show.
See you, man.